There are two investigational TAAR1 agonists currently in clinical trials, relmitarant and ulotaront. They are different. Relmitarant is a TAAR1 partial agonist, and there is one active phase two study in patients in ages 18 to 55 with schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder and negative symptoms. A phase two study was recently terminated. In that analysis, the primary endpoint was negative. So stay tuned on that one. Further along is ulotaront. It's a TAAR1 agonist with serotonin 5-HT1A agonist activity, and that's important. So it's more complicated in some ways than relmitarant, and it is a full agonist. Ulotaront has no affinity to dopamine D2 or serotonin 5-HT2A receptors. It was intentionally designed that way. It is currently in multiple phase three clinical trials for the treatment of people with schizophrenia ages 13 to 65. Phase two studies have been completed in patients ages 18 to 40 in schizophrenia, resulting in FDA breakthrough therapy designation for the treatment of schizophrenia. There are phase one studies evaluating the effects of ulotaront on glucose and insulin parameters and gastric emptying, as well as weight-associated parameters as well. And remember, I mentioned TAAR1 is expressed elsewhere in the body, including in places that would control the metabolic processes in our bodies.